say Wednesday night, or lechaf something Adar, or lechaf Ches Adar. Tomorrow being Yom Kippur Cotton, Mukdam. We're learning Menchas Chinuch. We're in the Menchas Chinuch. We're in the midst of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. Son of a gun, what do you know? Dover Be'ito Matov, the Gemara says. So, we're in the middle of one of like, the most famous basic questions. You know, there's like a couple of questions in Torah that everybody has to weigh in on. And the question is, the Mitzvah Tzias Mitzrayim, which is the night of Leil Tezvav, how is it different, counting as a Mitzvah, how is it different than the din of every Mazkir and Tzias Mitzrayim? We paskin Balayla, as we say in the Haggadah, actually, we paskin like Mayomar, that you say a Balayla too, so how is it different than every night? I just want to add, what's interesting, is the Rambam does not count Tzachiris Tzias every day, as a mitzvah. The Raya is from many places that he holds it's a chiyuv, chiyuv d'araisa. It's interesting that he doesn't count it as a mitzvah saseh. So like, where is it? What is it? So I always held that it's a chelik of the mitzvah's kriyashma, because it's also, in a way, a declaration of emuna. Kriyashma, shema yisol, Hashem alakein, Hashem achot. And there's so many yisodos of emuna, as enumerated by the chinuch himself, by the Ramban, in Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Haskoras Yitzias Mitzrayim is part of that declaration of Emunah. So Hakaponim, it's assumed it's a Chiyuv D'Oraisa, although it's not a separate mitzvah, but it's still a funny question to ask how is it, you know, once it's easy, you can ask how is it different every night.
A question, only a question to my Lord, can the Yotzi see for Krishma?
Well, that's what he's going to go through, all the terutzim.
Oh, I thought, okay.
He's going to go through
the kasha. That kasha is so important.
I'm saying the kasha is a little funny when you realize that the Rambam does not even count Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah. But it's not so funny, because whatever it is, which is a question, and I told you what I think the answer is, but whatever it is, it's clear that the Rambam holds it's a chiyuv to do it. So you could still ask, how is the chiyuv tonight different than every night? You could answer it's its own mitzvah. And every night, it's, I don't know what other Akronim answer, why the Rambam doesn't count it even. Maybe they all say it's a chelik of kriyashma. I never saw a clear teretz. But Akoponim, the Minchas Chinuch asks the question. It's a very, very famous question. So, He starts off saying of Terutzim, maybe there are passages like Ben Zoyma that you do Belayla too, and it's the Araisa, because you have to say it over again if you're Masupik, even like the Mandiyam of Krishna. Even like the Mandiyam of Krishna for Rabbonon. So the Gemara says it's the Araisa, so there goes my Terutz, but so I don't know, it's not a mitzvah saseh. So, the Gamein Loimeri says that here is enough. Because the Mantizkar would imply only Hirur, and here it says Vigadato, you need the pair. He says it's not true. Shakasari says that you're not Yoshi with Hirur. So for whatever reason, that's not going to be a good teretz. Maybe you don't need Sipur. This is like one of the more famous terutzim, that you don't need Sipur every night. You need Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's even called like Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and here you need Sipur. I'll add, you need Hallel too, but I'm not ready to say that Hallel's Ma'akev. Even though the Chinuch says it's a chelik of the mitzvah, I'm not ready to say it's Ma'akev. Maybe it is. But Akoponim, he says Sipur, he says, you know, it would seem that way, but maybe there, you know, he's being doichek a question. He says so many say that you need Sipur Dafka, but maybe not. There are shitas that you yotze b'haskara levad. There's even a shita that you yotze with kiddush. Kosher layomash v'yishadvar me'elu b'pesach layotze yidei chovoso means mitzvah min hamuvchor. Now, I don't know what he's trying to prove from that, because that could be Pesach Matzah Umorah. That doesn't have to be Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim per se. No, that, I don't see that that proves anything.
That's
he's saying the fact that when there's a statement in the Gemara, Kol Shloyom Ashloisha Dorim Elu Pesach Layotzei Dei Chavoso, the Ran says it doesn't literally mean Layotzei Dei Chavoso. It means Layotzei Dei Chavoso. The mitzvah and amufra. You didn't do it the ideal way.
But if it did mean what it seems to mean, so then that would be a proof that it's a different mitzvah.
That it would be that it's sefer.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I don't really see the shaychus. Talking about specifically the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Moror is not necessarily sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim.
But it's not like every night.
It's more than a scar, though.
You know. But it's not. That Gemara has nothing to do with the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I'm saying. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. You have no raya. You could tell the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Nisim and the Niflos and not talk about Pesach Matzah Umorah.
So if you took it on face value, Rabban Gamliel is saying that.
Okay, yeah. Vaita.
What is it?
What?
What is it?
Sorry?
What is it?
Mitzvah
and
Mukha.
No,
you,
not Mitzvah. What kind of...
You say it in the Haggadah. Really, the Pesach. When you say that, you're almost going to be up to Shulchan Aruch. Hang in there. You're almost up to Shulchan Aruch.
And it says in the Halakha, Mishnah, the women are supposed to come in and everybody...
Yeah. Ufimashik Asavnu... Some Rishonim hold it's Layotzei Dei Chavoso of Pesach Matzah Moror, not of Sipur Yetzias. That you have to say the reason you're doing it. Like something like Sukkah, Manyegu Dorasechim, Kibbutzukos Hashavtim for Israel, or Tzitzis, or Tzillim. There's some mitzvahs that you have to know why you're doing it above and beyond Kavona to the Yotzei the Mitzvah. So there are Rishonim and Psachim that say Kol Shalayom Ashloish Dvorim Eilu B'Pesach Lo Yotzei Dei Chavoso means of Pesach Matzah Umara. Okay, anyway. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech HaOlam Shalom Duro. Ufima Shekasavnu before Efshem Loim Ad Atomen HaMitzvah Lahaski B'Fnei Atzmo V'lo Lahagid Lefno V'chan HaMitzvah Lahagid Lebno Maybe it's taka the same, except that if you have someone sitting there, Koshke and your son, then you can't, you wouldn't be Yotzei. If you just said it to yourself, like every night, you have to tell him if he's there. But, and that would already be the difference between every night and Pesach. Pesach, if he's there, and a chanami, if he's not there, you say it to yourself, but if he is there, you have to say it to him. But if you're telling me that the mitzvah that's mechudeshes on Leil Tezvot is the Safer Liacher, then the Rambam ain't bringing a good pasuk. You came on maybe a Rambam pasuk there, the Zohar as Yom Hazer sheyisas in Mitzrayim. It's a funny pasuk to bring. That pasuk makes it sound like every night. Maybe like the chayiv, k'may b'chol alaylos, he pasuk l'man tizkar. K'may shadorishu b'shas brachashav, whom he pasuk zeh, he pasuk zeh. U'mavi'u hu ba'azom b'chus piyash, ma'kar shayvenu, aron sham. Okay, b'ef shalom. He didn't bring every night pasuk, but he brought a simple pasuk, and all the pasuk says is, zachar es yom hazeh, eshay yitzasem in Mitzrayim beis avadim. That's all it says. So that is as stark and as plain as the Montizgur film face from the area of Mitzrayim called Yomei Chayecha.
What's the problem? Should have brought.
If the whatever the adifus of this mitzvah is, the Rambam ain't bringing a good pasuk. That's his question.
No, I didn't get the question. The Rambam brings two pasukim.
Rambam only brings one pasuk.
She says right here, the Rambam brings the first Yom HaZeh, and he says,
"Uminayin lel tesvav shner hagadah v'rabim kodesh." Yeah, over there, by the mitzvah shchiras time every day, by the mitzvah shchiras time every day, he brings one pasuk. Zachar es Yom HaZeh, Shem Mitzrayim
is
v'rabim.
There, the top line. Minayin loyal at Tezvav. You got it to Bimcha, not everybody.
Yeah, that's Minayin loyal at Tezvav.
That's the
Kiddush
with Tezvav. You got
it to Bimcha. Since the night is only the call of Mount Tiskush and face from here to Shrayim, call you Mechayecha. In came Lahavi Ella Midrasha. So it turns out, the Chashchinuch says that the chiyuv to say it at night is only from a ribui hapasuk. It's not the feirish, and that would mean b'chol ha'shvua olav. One of the ramifications of something being learned out from a limud is that a shvua to do it or not to do it is chal, while on a mitzvah that's mefurish, shvua is not chal, either to do it or not to do it. B'chol ha'shvua olav in nishba shelo yizkar osha yizkar. Avobalel Tazvav, Yasei Mufureshev, Beminyan Taryag, Imkainen Shua Chola, Olav Elabakolel, okay. Bishar Leilos, Kibud Avi Mirbuya Dekol, Avi Kmoy Chasashiyah, Vachola Shua. He's finding another Nafkamina. Again, it's not a Nafkamina in the performance of the mitzvah, but there is a legal Nafkamina. Every night, if you made a Shua to do it or not to do it, the Shua would be Chal. Because it's only a ribui hakra, like chatzi shir, and the night of Pesach, it's a regular mitzvah saseh mefurish. The shvu is not chal. Ayin Rambam Parakei Mishvus Alach Zayin Place the sugya the kolel uva kamen pomem b'chibur zeh. Achvem is l'fi zeh, but if this svara is correct, then chiras yitzias mitzrayim v'yom havi asay, because the ribui is only for night. That means the Sechira of the day does have the power of an Asay. And now he asks the question, where, what, how? For the Matzasi, the Rambam, or the Rav HaMachaber, or the Chinuch, Umonei HaMitzvahs, Sheyindu Sechira Sitzias Mitzrayim, the Mitzvahs Asay, B'Shum Pam. Here he finally pops the question. Wait a second. They never counted as the Mitzvahs Asay. That the Rambam says it in the context of Hilchus Kriyashma. Call all Yitzias Mitzrayim the Mitzvah Saseh de Kriyashma. Rak the Leil Tezvav Mona Lemitzvah Bifnei Atzma. The Tzarechi and Lama. And the Lama Kiva the Alfin and Mikra. So again, I say the teretz is that every day the Rambam had the Kabbalah or understood that it's only part of a declaration of Emunah. It's like a declaration, like you have to say Kriya Shema, you have to say that pasuk of Tzias Mitzrayim. Of course.
But it should be Yossi the Mitzvah part of Krishna.
Of course. Okay, but you have to specifically have in mind that you're doing a specific angle. It's not just automatic. It's a specific, it's a, certainly a specific, call it a mitzvah, a specific chiyuv. Umotzasi b'prima godim. Tzicha kolel esuchat kriyashma. We go through all this for us, we've said. You know, I gotta say, the most, the blots, the terrors, is that in the midst of Sipur. Because every lushness, the Higadatar. Okay, the Rambam taka makes it more difficult. The Rambam who quotes the Pasuk, Zohar as Hayom Hazeh, and Shayin to Sam. Every other source quotes one of the Arba Bonim. That your son asks you when you answer him. Gatol Vincha, Yoki Shocha Vincha, Mokhor Leimor Mazal, Jamarta, Lo, Chosik Yod, Otenu Hashem Mitzrayim Mitzvadim, Mahikik Shofar Shal Chenu, Rog Hashem Kol Mokhor Meret Mitzrayim, like the whole story. The Rambam Taksa makes it more difficult by bringing us the source, like a very like a very simple pasuk, Zohar is Yom Hazeh, Zohar. So it says Zohar. The Gam B'Slach Brachas Hikshu Zeh. A very valid question. Because of the nafka mikosik l'man tizkor, lo nema b'loshen tzivoy zohar. The Tzlach's answer is that it never says it in the lashon of a mitzvah saseh as an imperative. It's all like an afterthought, so to speak.
Actually,
what? Because of the ribui? That you learned out from the ribui? Well, the ribui is a lila. But the yom, also, it just says it very casually. You know, you'll want to taste something, you think, you know, the man. Now, really, the context of the pasuk makes the whole thing extremely weird. Because it's talking about Pesach. And it's talking about lo sochal olav chametz, which passes through the carbon Pesach. Then it's a shivas yomim sochal olav matzos lechem oni kivach yipazon yotzos on the eretz Yisrael. So Pesach. And l'man tizgur said, take on the eretz Yisrael, kol yimei chayecha. So I guess it's weird, like the juxtaposition doesn't really flow. And especially the Gemara Darshan of the Laman Tizkor for the mitzvah of Zechiris and Tzias Yisrayim every day. It would fit in with the last three words of the Pasuk, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Without any drushes, the Pasuk's talking about on Pesach. And it's really talking about the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, the Isra of Achilas Chametz. Because Laman, the simple reading of the Pasuk is that the mitzvah is Achilas Matzah. And the Isser Chomet is the Mantisker as your taste from the Eretz Yisrael, call you my Chayecha. Like this will always be a reminder of the Tzias Yisrael. But the Gemara lists the last phrase of the Pasuk out of its context of Pesach and says this is the mitzvah of saying Zechiras and Tzias Yisrael every day. Okay, the Gemara can do that. It's Tzarech of Alpeh. But the point of the Tzlach is that since it says it kind of in a backhanded fashion, the Mantisker says from the Eretz Yisrael, Kol Yimei Chayecha, and it doesn't say it as an imperative, so that's why they don't count it as a mitzvah saseh.
But it's still called
the Tzlach. Yeah. Elokoi Adleel Lecho Pesach Matzah Chayadei Zetisker. That's the simple reading of the Pasuk. After Memela Shamina the Mitzvah Lizkar, in order to turn Sheba Alpeh, interpretation of the Pasuk is that you have to mention it every day, you have to remind yourself every day of your Tzias Mitzrayim. Mikomakol Meinim Nil HaMitzvah Bifnei Atzma. Ayin Shom, that's the Tzlach.
This is what we say,
the Farish. What?
Where do you draw the line between the Farish and the Drush?
Now, this is not called a Drush, this is called like it's a secondary meaning of the Pasuk. The primary is a simple reading of the pasuk chat, but then there's a secondary meaning. Well, the chayra kasha, lama loy nafkalu l'rabba l'seinu mi pasuk zeh b'parsha yifsin zachar aseyom hazeh u'b'derech tzivoy. Why don't you say this pasuk's talking about the everyday chiyuv? Zachar aseyom hazeh sheyis asemi mitzroyim. He says, "V'sarach loymar, the kimlu the pasuk zemayir b'leil tezvav." They had a, they knew, you know, they had a Kabbalah. But this pasuk zochar esayom hazev, which has no context, it could easily mean.
Why didn't they just say?
Why isn't that the source for zchiras yitzias mitzrayim? And there it says zochar; it's an imperative. Then it would be a misunderstanding. He's saying, okay, I guess they have the Kabbalah, that as the Rambam assumed, that pasuk is talking about Leil Tezvav. It's not talking about your everyday chiyuv. Kim of work.
What?
Well, that we don't know yet. He's still grappling with that. What's the difference between Pesach and every day? He doesn't like, he's trying to avoid that teretz. That Pesach is Sipur and every day is just mentioning. He's trying to avoid that teretz.
abuse the area of the Kiddush Shema.
What?
According to us, he's all negotiating with
Kiddush. Yeah, he's trying.
Yeah.
He wants to make everybody happy. Certainly, the simple understanding is that Leil Tzavah is Sipur, and every night is just Zechira. But he wants to make the Pichadosh happy, whatever.
Can you make everybody happy?
What?
Can you make everybody happy?
That's what he doesn't realize. Anyway, can't make anyone happy. Kimbur kam baram mechilta beinu mechilta tachos yodi. Okay. It's really very mesubach. Like nothing really fits in perfectly. For the Rambam to say it's Zohar Seyom Hazeh, it's like very, very strange. You have all the psukim. Maybe the Rambam didn't like all the other psukim because all the other psukim make it sound like the only mitzvah is to tell your children. And if you're yourself, you wouldn't have a mitzvah. So the Rambam picked the pasuk where there's no context of children. So Zohar Seyom Hazeh, Shayin Sesem Mitzvah, Mitzvah Vadim. Okay.
If you go back to the beginning, the Rambam doesn't quote the
Rambam
mitzvah. He's adding it on to.
No, he
says
he doesn't talk. What?
He's not saying that Pesach is a mitzvah.
Absolutely. Rambam counts it as a mitzvah, so I'll say, in the meaning of mitzvah. Well, Pesach is a mitzvah. See, tell right, the story. Right. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. What he doesn't count as a mitzvah is the everyday. Although he makes clear it's a chayiv, it's a chiyuv, he doesn't count it as a mitzvah sasei. So the Tzlach says, you can only count it as a mitzvah sasei if the Torah issues a command. Since it's not issued as a command, it's sort of a casual, like backhand remark. So although it's a chiyuv, it's a study concept. You know, it's a chiyuv, but it's not a mitzvah.
The person. He doesn't do more than that.
The Haggadah, that's plenty. The Haggadah's plenty. You mean he doesn't stay up till 4 in the morning saying Shetla? What do you mean? He doesn't say Shetla in the Haggadah, he just reads the Haggadah. Reading the Haggadah is fine. If you know what you're talking about, that's great. That's very sequel. That's what Chazal instituted. That's what Chazal said to say. Good. It's a mitzvah to elaborate, to explain. But remember, if you're makbid on afikomen before chatzos, you have a very small time frame. And if you have kids, you have an even smaller time frame. And it's very, very hard. Something that was very strange, very weird. No one should.
It's also weird.
Different type of weird. Something that was attacked by many Achronim. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's also different.
I don't want to go into it. Yeah, I'm not willing to.
Yeah, no.
Now, Vareisi Rashi, Chumash. Al Pasuk Zochra Sayom Hazeh, Rashi Taka says, Loma Shemazkir in Yitzias Mitzrayim B'chol Yom. Mezet Sarachion doesn't like Rashi. The Chazal Lomdu Mikra, the Laman, Chazal learned it out from the Pasuk in Dvarim, not this Pasuk. Laman Amu'ucha B'Torah, it's later on in the Torah, in Parshas Re'eh. The Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the mitzvah of Chiyus and Tziyat Mitzrayim is learned out from Laman Tizkar Shom Tzeis from the Eretz Mitzrayim called Yimei Chayecha. Yimei Chayecha Hayomim. So either Yimei Chayecha Hayomim called Yimei Chayecha Halelos or Yimei Chayecha Olam Hazeh called Yimei Chayecha Lovin Yimoyt HaMashiach. That's a Mishnah in Brochus in the Haggadah. Too. So how could Rashi just like casually assign this pasuk to the mitzvahs of Chiyus and Tzniyus Mitzrayim b'chol yom when the Mishnah in Brachas has a different pasuk? Because that's Sarachian, the Chazal Lomdu Mikra Delaman Amuchar B'Torah later on. Lomdu pasuk there. Lalah is a Kabbalah beyond them. They knew somehow. Well, Lama may be Rashi, Joshua Zuhal, Kol Yom. The cross of Lokoyel Alel Kazov. Sorchian. Shubal Yodim is Rachi al Rashi. Because of Shirashi Lama Zemimila Zokar, Shulosh and Hove, Shri Zokar Zetomic, always, constant. Shri Zokar al Mishka, whatever, dictum. Kuvena Ipole. Doesn't really answer the question. That the Mishnah says not like that. Even the Bishas is long. Lo yolof al haskara b'chol yom. Rak v'lamam tizkor. V'gam haramam shevi hamachil the mavur. The zocher koi rak al el tazvav. V'gam v'posit zeh b'melech shamina de b'layla gam king maskirin. You say zocher as yom hazeh. I don't know if it would mean night also, but for Elizabeth and Zayi Omar, was the Chisri Shetayomer, if he's been trying by Leilos, at the Dorsha Ben Zomi, we call you Mechayech al Rabbis al Leilos, al Korchach Kulu Sfir Elohu, and you pause him and say, lo nil mod rak lo pesa, ab lo lachol yimos Hashanah, lo karashi zal, tzorchi in mod, akabonim a mitzvah danan bo, lel tazvov, u mitzvah saseim in HaTorah, lachalechad Yisrael lahazkir, the gam lahagid lebonov or laacher in yesh imo, the gam efshel lasadik tzav barichos nisim and flows, the ayin people gadim hilchos pesach. Okay, stop here.